Time is 5 minutes past the hour of seven. A very good morning. I'm Howard Feldman. Bianca Buertas, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions, joining me on the line. Bianca, Rand upward march continues. That's good news.
Absolutely, Howard. I hope that you can hear the excitement in my voice this morning.
Absolutely. Where are we? What's happening?
The rand strengthened leading up to the Federal Reserve announcement last night by just over 1%. And initially, you know, it was quite disappointing. They weren't as aggressive as many participants in the market expected them to be in the short term. However, as they concluded, they actually presented the most dovish stance in over 10 years, alluding that they might even cut rates by up to 0.5% by the end of the year.
Incredible. Incredible. That was the factor. So does that mean that it's not, the rand strength is not necessarily about SONA?
It's definitely not necessarily about SONA. The fact that Moody's has come out and said that South Africa would be able to tackle our debt head on and that they are expecting positive reforms from Eskom has definitely aided in the rand's rally. But the strength we saw yesterday throughout the trading day was predominantly driven by the announcement of the Fed that took place last night.
Interesting indeed. What are the rand, are there any factors? I mean, obviously the SONA will affect the rand later today. Anything else that will impact on the currency?
From a data perspective, we'll be keeping an eye on retail sales coming out of the US, out of the UK, as well as initial jobless claims coming out of the US. We will also keep a very fine eye on the speech coming from President Cyril Ramaphosa tonight regarding SONA, and will specifically be focusing on his efforts to tackle Eskom unemployment growth and other policies such as land reform.
All right. And ranges that we can expect for today?
So technical levels don't tend to hold in these fundamental-driven environments. Mm-hmm. So it becomes very hard to actually call a range based on historical technical levels. But I do think there's quite a bit of positivity towards the rand in the market at the moment. And we can expect to face a little bit of resistance at the 1430 mark. And a range of between 1430 and 1450 is on the cards, depending on the policy outcomes we'll see tonight.
All right. So tomorrow should be a very, very interesting discussion as well to see exactly which way it's gone.
Definitely. Things can either go fantastic or they can go horribly wrong. So definitely going to make for an interesting one.
That's certainly going to make for an interesting day. That's Bianca Buertas, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. We chat to her every morning at this time, straight after the news headlines. Sure.